This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Right now, we've got the general manager, CEO of GRU, the Gainesville utility company owned by the city of Gainesville. Ed Belarski, good morning, Ed. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I wish I could capture this energy and put it through the wires.
Yeah, could we get a percentage of that, a feed-in tariff we would charge you?
We can negotiate that.
Okay. All right. We could work that out. Welcome. As you've got a board in place that is actually supposed to be running and advising GRU, and it used to be the city commission was in charge. So this change came about because of the governor. Has it been a good thing overall?
Oh my goodness. This has been something earth-shattering for people working at the organization. We're looking at things in a whole different way now, in business perspective. The whole issue related to stormwater and solid waste billings is a result of us saying, well, who's responsible for what? What's the best for the GRU customers and its system? So we said, well, geez, should GRU customers be paying on that bill something that is a city service? Now, of course, it doesn't go to county customers, but it goes to city customers. So we looked at that and said, yeah, let's talk to the city about taking that off the bill. And that's what the conversation began. And that was with the authority of the authority, the new board.
Yeah, anytime you see your bill goes up, you're going to automatically go, oh, you wouldn't believe what my light bill is or what my power bill is. They refer to it as the singular thing that's all on GRU, when in fact, you guys don't handle the trash pickup part of it. And in fact, the bill's kind of complicated. Is that something you're going to address?
Oh, absolutely. We want to make it more understandable. And you raised that very, very good point. We're the only utility in Florida that is billing for as many services as we do. We have electric, water, wastewater, natural gas, stormwater management, and garbage collection. That's a big burden, particularly when if you can't pay the entire bill, you can have your electric shut off.
So you're the vice principal of the whole thing. In other words, they don't make right the punisher, as that role usually is. So you're the punisher. Hey, here's the threat. You don't pay this part of your bill, we'll cut off your power. You're put in that role whether you want to be there or not, right?
And we don't want to be in that role.
And if people have problems with the trash pickup, they call you, but really you just end up forwarding really that to the city, correct?
We talk to our counterpart
company.
Yeah, we talk to the counterparties at the city, and it's a very inefficient way to do something.
Now, is the city, I know there's the relationship there is a bit tenuous, if I could say that. Are they working with you to help to address some of these issues?
Yeah, actually, the boots on the ground, we work very well with our city brethren. I'm having regular conversations with the city manager. This is all a good thing. They're working, I think, very well with us.
I think the, you know, the biggest question that most people are concerned about, if they have GRU as their utility company, is, are we going to see bills come down? What is the time frame for that? And the secondary one would be, you know, fiscally getting, you know, everything in order. What's the timetable on that?
Sure. I remember the last time I was here, we kind of talked. I think you said, boy, you got a job ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, since the authority took over, our average 1,000 kW bill has went from $157 to $137. So it's $20, real money. A lot of that is in the fuel adjustment, which we've actually, it's not that we're flowing with the market. We entered into some really interesting agreements. They're called natural gas prepayments. It's a vehicle by which you can secure discounts on natural gas.
I think the airline maybe uses a similar thing to purchase their fuel.
Yes.
Okay.
So we've secured discounts of 30 to 60 cents a million BTU on our natural gas purchases. What does that mean? $4.6 million a year that we weren't able to secure when we were managed and governed by the city commission. Because guess what? Fossil fuel's bad.
Uh-huh.
And we won't get into any contract that involves those natural
Even
gas.
Even though fiscally, it absolutely makes sense.
We gave away somewhere in the order of $15 million over the period of time where they were recalcitrant and didn't want to do that. That came right out of the pocketbooks of our customers.
Wow.
It's unconscionable.
$15 million.
Yes.
For just a bad decision.
That's what they could have saved if they would have instituted the policy they have now, which would not have been instituted under the city leadership, correct?
Correct. So all you need to know about having the authority govern the utility is look at the natural gas prepayments. Look at the fact that we're taking these non-utility payments or billings off the bill.
Is a biomass plant running? Is it running all the time? What? Give me the long and short of the biomass plant, if you were giving me the quick report on it.
Sure. Yeah, actually, it's in the money right now. It is running because natural gas prices are pretty high right now. They're in the $4 million BTU range. It wouldn't have been the plant we built. Probably would have went with something else, but you go with what gets you there. It is running. It adds to the diversity of fuel that we have out there, so it's an asset for us. We certainly overpaid in terms of the power purchase agreement that we had to buy out of, but it's an asset for us at this point. So I'm fully supportive of running it the way we can. It adds to our portfolio.
I still can't get over in this environmental bastion of, you know, of Gainesville, that they thought that cutting down trees to burn for power was somehow a progressive thing. And on top of that, they really didn't spend a lot of time explaining how the wood was going to get there. Like, how many trucks do we have on the road all the time burning diesel fuel?
Yeah, I will tell you, it was a means to an end. And, you know, now that it's here.
Oh, yeah, you were handed this. I'm not blaming you. No, this was handed to you. I get it.
Yeah, you're right. You're exactly
so,
right.
So you got the trucks. I just want to make sure that any lefties that were supportive of that kind of thing, the biomass and all that, we knew from the get-go they weren't doing their homework. They just said, well, the progressives are for it, so are we. And therein lies the issues and problems that you now have to dig out of.
Yes, and I think, you know, we're actually doing a good job with them. Before we went on with something else, I want to mention that GRU is strong on reliability at this point. We received for the third consecutive time an RP3 Diamond Award from the American Public Power Association, which is a very
prestigious.
Yeah, very prestigious award that only goes to 38 utilities in the country.
Wow.
And that we're right there. And I far less than that have gotten it three times in a row.
This is measuring like a customer service and outages and how they
reliability.
Okay.
and, you know, across the organization. So it's a very prestigious award.
Well, that's good. The other big question we didn't get to yet was the fiscal footing, trying to get you back after the biomass buyout and those extraordinary expenses, how you're going to get back on track and how long will it take?
Well, what we're doing is we're looking at expenses across the organization. We didn't have a rate increase this past year. I've told my folks that we're not looking to have a rate increase next year. We're not going to do this on the backs of customers. We're not going to do it on the backs of our employees as well, but we need to do it on the backs of the folks that got us there. We reduced the general fund transfer to the city to a level that allows us to pay back debt. We've paid back $29 million this past year, $38 million last year on additional debt payments. So we have a plan of paying down $400 million of debt over the remaining 9 years now under this plan. We have a fiscally responsible way to get to where we need to increase the credit rating for the organization, lower interest rates, be able to reduce our rates for our customers.
Well, look, hopefully there's a light at the end of the tunnel and you seem to be on track to do it. And that's a good thing.
If I have a minute, I know you're a big Clay Electric fan.
Uh-huh.
GRU's electric bill for 1,000 kW is $137. Clay Electric,
$136. Whoa!
Yeah, baby.
Look at that.
As a GRU customer. But you know,
when Clay Electric has a profit, they send me a check.
That's right. I understand.
But that's a cooperative.
That's right.
And they don't have all that debt to pay back.
But good job. Yeah. That says something about the rates right there. It says a lot. All right. Ed Belarski, General Manager, CEO of GRU. Good things happening there. We appreciate it.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.